That LG on your phone will eventually stand for long gone. I'm David Brancaccio. LG Electronics will stop selling smartphones. The South Korean firm had been looking for a buyer for its phone business. LG is the third biggest in the U.S. with 10% of all smartphone sales. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Less than 10 years ago, LG was one of the top three smartphones out there. But the company has suffered from software and hardware issues, such as a foldable phone that fell apart. LG has had nearly 6 years of losses that total around $4.5 billion. As losses piled up, LG attempted to sell part of the business, but that fell through. In a statement, the company said its decision to leave the, quote, incredibly competitive mobile phone sector will allow LG to focus on other areas such as electronic vehicle components, smart home devices, and artificial intelligence. What does this mean? Less competition when it comes to smartphones. It'll further open up the market for Samsung and Apple. Other device makers like Nokia and BlackBerry have also given up making smartphones over the years. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
With vaccinations comes more travel, and banking on that, Frontier has become the second discount airline to launch on the stock market this year. Happened last week. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino checks in on the airlines of restriction.
Want a snack? You'll probably pay for it. A checked bag? That's extra. And don't even think about choosing your seat till you've shelled out some more.
The base airfare you buy includes your seat and the seatbelt and nothing else.
Travel analyst Henry Hardeveldt says low-cost carriers focus on shorter-haul domestic destinations, a good thing right now.
There's still a lot of short-term planning going on. Many international destinations that are normally popular with American travelers are still off-limits to us.
And air travel will be about leisure trips instead of business travel for the foreseeable future, says airline consultant Jay Sorensen.
Business travelers are obviously more concerned about comfort and convenience, whereas leisure travelers have a preponderance of concern for low prices.
Though the low-cost airlines do have a drawback in the COVID era, they often depend on packing flights as tightly as possible. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Since January, there apparently has been talk about a hacked database containing more than 500 million telephone numbers linked to Facebook accounts. Now there are reports a leaker has made the database accessible nearly for free. The publication Insider says it's seen the data and was able to verify some numbers. Facebook says this is old stuff and was able to fix the vulnerability in 2019. Cybersecurity experts say there could now be more spam and fraud in our futures.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
It's the season of college admission decisions. The offers from, for instance, Ivy League places are expected tomorrow. That's later than usual because of a surge in applications. Many colleges waived the standardized test requirements and more people applied. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
In the past, Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, required applicants to submit scores from tests like the ACT and SAT. But COVID made that harder. Some tests were canceled and testing sites closed. Monica Inzer is vice president for enrollment management at Hamilton, one of more than 600 colleges to go test optional during the pandemic.
We just wanted to remove one level of anxiety in a year that was full of lots of other anxiety for students.
The shift created a little more anxiety for Inzer and her staff. Applications were up 26%. And because students applied to more colleges, I mean, why not? It's harder to figure out which students will accept an offer.
We do need a little bit of a safety valve if we come up short on the class, and because there's a little more volatility this year.
That safety valve is a longer waiting list, and less selective schools like Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, waitlisted more students, too. Dan Warner is vice provost for admissions at the mid-sized private university. After Lehigh dropped its test requirement, he says applications climbed 14%. The wait list grew almost as much.
Given some of the lingering trepidations that families might have about health conditions, about the economy, it's going to be less predictable than in the past. I mean, 17-year-olds are only so predictable to begin with.
Even before the pandemic, many colleges and universities were moving away from standardized testing, which critics say does a better job of measuring privilege than ability and has disadvantaged students of color and low-income students. Jeff Salingo wrote the book Who Gets In and Why.
Test optional has really opened up possibilities for students. Now, what's going to be interesting is whether that will actually equal bigger enrollments of low-income students, first-generation students, students of color.
Dropping the test requirement diversified the applicant pool at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Rick Clark, director of undergraduate admissions, says the university also admitted more first-generation, Black, and rural students this year.
If students who did not have tests go on to do well as students who did have tests, clearly that should be the way it is moving forward.
Some colleges have already decided to extend the policy for at least a few years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And we're watching today with Treasury Secretary Yellen making a speech in Chicago that will reportedly call for a global minimum tax on corporations. A report finds that 55 major companies paid zero tax for last year, and some got tax rebates instead. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.